We've got the floozy in, and we've just been joined by someone that kind of reminds me. He's like a mixture of Malcolm Allison, a manager that used to play for Man City, and Alfie Bass. Do you remember Alfie Bass?
Yeah, we've got our very own Lovejoy in today, haven't
we have indeed. It's John Wright. And what business are you in representing today? We're talking
antiques, any collectibles, coins.
And what's the name of the shop? Is it a shop?
Victoria Avenue Antiques.
Well, that even got a ring about it, hasn't it?
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't
it? Of course it does, yeah.
Yeah, no. So what do you specialise in?
I specialise in coins, militaria, bronzes, oriental stuff. Doing very well with oriental stuff at the moment. Got a few Chinese families come and visit me.
Okay.
Yep.
Go on, Max. Something happened there.
Yeah, it's the oriental stuff. What is it? Is it vases?
Yeah, it is vases, ornaments. Yeah, that's the main thing it is. But you get things like, I've just bought a water dropper from about 1500.
What's a water dropper?
I can explain it to you. Without going into sort of detail,
it literally like a cloud?
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. That big fluffy thing.
That's it.
Well, I'm sorry. What's that? A water dropper.
A water dropper.
I'm not. If you know, I bought it and it was described as this oriental water dropper, you see. So at the moment you caught me off guard, so I wasn't going to say anything about this because I'm doing research at the moment, trying to find out exactly what they used it for.
I'm intrigued.
So I bought this off the cuff because it's a fascinating piece.
It could be worth a few bob.
Yeah.
All right. So I mean, you specialise in all sorts of stuff.
We're specialising, you know, if you want me to talk about things that I know about and I can bore you to stiff about, is coins.
Coins.
I'll bore you to death about coins.
So just say, for instance, if there was people out there, obviously, I suppose you rely on people finding...
I rely on people bringing them into the shop. Because there's no wholesalers. I can't get on the phone and say, I'll have a dozen of this and a dozen of that.
Yeah, so, you can't do that.
So what, you know, just so, because there will be people now that their ears are pricked up and thinking, hey, look, you know, it's Mother's Day Sunday, I need to get a few quid before Sunday.
The thing is, if they bring anything into the shop,
right,
and they're told, if I don't know about it, what I'll do, I will photograph it and I'll find out for them.
Brilliant.
I think it's important. You've got to build up a relationship with customers.
Of course, sure, yeah.
And the island's a small place, as you know.
So what about the people that are listening now thinking, right, okay, coins.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've got loads of coins. How do we know whether we're not wasting your time or not? So what are we looking
generally, for? Generally, if you think of copper coins, pennies, halfpennies, this sort of thing, forget it. They're very, very little value.
Okay.
They've got a scrap value. Unless you get back to the Victorian era, when you've got something with a bun head on it in really crisp and sharp. You know, people say, oh, you can see the date. That doesn't mean a thing. It still could be worth nothing. But if it's in mint condition, it could be worth hundreds.
Called again? The bun head?
A bun head.
I know what you mean. I like
Queen
that.
Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
There's several styles of heads she had. And the early ones were the bun head when she was young.
All right, so anything, if you just pull yourself up a little bit closer to that microphone.
Okay.
And those are the sorts of things we're looking at.
I'm looking mainly for earlier coins going back to around the 16th, 17th, 1800s, basically. That's the sort of coins that I personally like.
Right.
But I will actually buy and sell all coins. But if I'm buying them for myself, then it is silver coins of that period.
So anything beyond King George the VI?
Oh, well, there we go, right back. You know, I've got coins, well, Roman coins. But, of course, Roman coins aren't as valuable as people imagine. Because if you think the Roman Empire, it ruled half the world.
Right.
They buried their coins in the ground.
Yeah,
and along
did,
come the
right.
metal detectors, and they're finding them today in hoards.
Crikey.
So you can have something like, I don't know... a Victorian coin, which can be far more valuable than a Roman coin.
So if I've got a penny, you carry on. if you've got a penny with Queen Victoria on it, how much is that roughly worth? Roughly.
Now again, you see, it could be nothing, or it could be £100. It varies that much.
Right, okay.
And the condition, it's called grading a coin.
Yeah.
And you want an uncirculated is the top grade, then you've got EF, VF, fine, and knackered, basically.
We understand that.
Yeah, we would, wouldn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we would.
That's fascinating. And say, you also specialise in the war memorabilia as well?
Yeah, we do a lot of military medals, badges. Got some nice old flintlock pistols. That's something I've just got into, actually, flintlock pistols. Triple barrel, double barrels. Again, they're fascinating because you look at the history and the workmanship.
Yeah.
And these were made before people had lathes and all that to make them. If you look at them, they're works of art.
Fascinating. It really is. It really is fascinating. Would you come back and do like an hour-long session and maybe we could get some pictures and things?
Yeah, as long as you give me a chance to prepare.
Yeah.
Don't ask me about a water dropper.
Yeah. Well,
you'll know then when you come
I'll
in.
Find out
you can
by
tell
then.
Us, yeah. Tell us the story.
I'll find out. Yeah.
I'm going to type it in now, water dropper, and find out myself. It comes up with cloud. Look at that. I was right. A water dropper for whiskey.
Mm.
Is that? Would that be? That wouldn't be it.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, so if I put water dropper...
Oriental water dropper.
Oriental. I mean, you must have done this already.
I haven't even got it in my hands yet.
I'll tell you what, we make a good team.
Yeah. Well, you find out
for me. Excuse me, I'm in on it as well. I want a cut.
Oh, yeah.
You got it?
Have you got it?
Yeah, there's pictures of them here, yeah, okay.
Right, you got one that's in the shape of a turtle?
That's what it is. It's green and it's got funny... Yes, no, that's what it is, yeah. Okay.
That's the one we've just got. Well, when it arrives.
The purest Chinese brush painting water dropper. Mm. I've got
there
all
we
the
are.
Details.
You've done my work for me.
Yeah, here you go. I'm coming back to the shop with you.
Yeah.
We'll be all right. So what have you got? I mean, do you do in the furniture and stuff like that?
I don't do much furniture because the shop's not big enough for that.
Right.
It's a vast array of stuff, really. I think you ought to come in the shop and have a look.
That'd be great. I think we should. Mm. I think we're going to come down and have a look. I think we've got some things that maybe of interest and you can tell us about things.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that'd be really, really good. Where is the shop again?
It's Victoria Avenue.
Yeah.
Opposite the library.
Okay.
Near the theatre.
All right. And have you got a website that we can check out?
Oh, we have indeed, yes. What's it?
VictoriaAntiques.co.uk
and Victoria Avenue Antiques is one word.
Okay, so www.VictoriaAvenueAntiques.co.uk.
Yeah.
Okay, that's easy to remember, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So we'll have a little look on there later on.
Mm.
Fascinating to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to coming in and doing an hour-long session, and maybe we'll bring some stuff in, we'll get some people to bring some stuff in,
it.
And maybe we'll have some pictures put on Facebook and stuff, and you can say what they are.
Yeah, we'll do our best anyway.
Yeah, no, really good to meet you, and we'll see you very soon, hopefully.
Okay, then.